Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Hello and welcome to Lethal Refresh. My name is Danny. Jay will be joining us shortly. They are running just a little bit late today. Maybe Ines might even join us. Who knows? But on Lethal Refresh, we play all new music every single week, ideally from the past week, like music that was released in the time in between either of our episodes. And we've got a lot for you today. Jay's coming with the music. But the first song that we're going to start with is Catch 'em Release by Tia Wood. But we'll get more into that a little bit later. Firstly, CITR and Discorder Mag sits on the unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkleminum-speaking Musqueam people. This is unceded, stolen lands. And then we broadcast all the way out to the, again, unceded and stolen lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the region that has been labeled as Vancouver. We also stand for the liberation of Palestine, Sudan, Congo here on Lethal Refresh, and you absolutely should too. The first track we're going to be playing is by Tia Wood, and Tia Wood has had some new debuts this year. You might know her sister, Fawn Wood. Fawn Wood and Tia are Métis Cree, Cree-Métis. I'm Métis Cree, so we have that in common, and I think she's really, really awesome. And her sister, Fawn Wood, has a bunch of really iconic songs, and both of their parents, because their sisters, were musicians as well, so the whole family does music, and she has this amazing talent of combining traditional vocals with her, it's just kind of like an indie alternative, ever so slightly a hint of country. Pretty sure she's from, let me see what province she's from, because I have a feeling, from Alberta. I had a feeling she's from Alberta, because at the end of the day, Alberta's Alberta. The previous songs by Tia Wood that we played Dirt Roads. I really, really like that one. I'm not sure if we played Losing Game. I think we might have. And then this release, it was released 3 days ago. And again, coming with the theme of just having the coolest visuals, the coolest art, the coolest promo, Catch 'em Release. The background is a blue kokum scarf pattern with some of the florals going over her face. And it's a portrait of Tia wearing some dentalium earrings. And it's just, and the makeup matches the florals, and it's just so, so gorgeous. Here is Catch and Release by Tia Wood, coming to you in 3, 2, 1.
Ain't those kids no more, no grip on who we are. My heart needed more, I waited on your terms. I shed with the season, shining on my peace. Found the sweet relief, I catch and release. No, I catch and release, oh. Just elevate, might just go my way.
Hello.
Hello. Jay's here.
I'm here. That was awesome. Yeah. I heard the last bit of that.
You heard Catch and Release by Tia Wood. And I didn't mention earlier, I did mention that Fawn Wood is her sister, but Fawn Wood is coming here to UBC in September for Come Toward the Fire. I'm a little concerned, though, because it's supposed to be entirely free this year, and they're not even doing reserving tickets.
Oh,
so it's
I didn't
like,
know that.
Yeah,
when is it again? It's like
be
the
messy.
Second week of September, right?
I haven't looked at the date. But that, like, gives me such a, like, sense of, like, insecurity there. Of, like, oh no, I can't just, like, reserve my ticket like usual. Because it's free every year for me because
I'm native.
So I've, like, and you just have to reserve it anyway. So just knowing that you just have to, like, get there and show up and hopefully you'll get one. Because I know people will go nuts for Fawn Wood.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm very excited. I've gone with my brother every year. And we're going to go again this September. And we also, CATR usually does a live broadcast. Not sure if we are this year, but I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not gonna be here, very sadly. But let's see. Come towards the fire.
September 14th.
14th.
Yeah.
What day is that? What day of the week is that?
I don't know. I wonder what the lineup is, but we should.
I think Fawn is one of like the headliners.
Yes.
On the poster, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saleigh Cardinal, Sebastian Gaskin, Digga Wolf, Fawn Wood, Sister Ray, DJ Kokum, Simca, Haley Wallace, Coastal Wolf Pack. They've been there like every year, I think. I've seen them perform. It's like a multi-generational Coastalish group. They're really awesome. Yeah, the only name I recognize there is Fawn Wood and DJ Kokum. But I'm very excited, and I'm excited for the market that will be there.
Oh, there's a market, too?
There was last year.
Oh, awesome. Is it, like, inside, or is it out?
Last year, it was both.
Okay, I see.
And, yeah, last year, I missed Black Belt Eagle Scout, which was really sad. But it happens.
It happens.
And I'm sure they'll be back here.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be back.
What new releases do we have to debut?
was that Kid Cudi?
It's the meat that
I hate.
Oh
my god.
The steak that I hate.
We've got a lot, actually. We've got if you're a fan of Black Midi, they broke up recently, like 2 weeks ago. Very sad. But Gordy Greep, the guitarist and singer from the band, has announced a new album and has released a single called Holy Holy. It's very interesting.
Holy moly.
I want your ears to hear it.
Here on Lethal Refresh.
And then after that, we're going to play some local, I don't know, hardcore, I guess. The July Effect. They have an EP out called With Your Dying Breath. So we're going to play Sacrifice Room by The July Effect after Holy Holy by Gordy Greep. So enjoy. Goodbye.
Everyone knows I'm holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
course you know my name. Everyone does, it's true. In Cantonese, everyone knows my name. All the revolutionaries, all the jihadis too, everyone knows I'm holy.
Hello, that was Holy Holy by Gordy Greep. And coming up is Sacrifice Room by The July Effect. And hope you enjoy.
This new incredible...
Hello?
Hello, goodbye.
I'm dropping my
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
This is Discorder Magazine calling.
And that means...
It's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from Music Waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder Magazine is offering
Discorder.
The most intimate, accessible, input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder Magazine.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up.
Hello.
I really liked that track.
Which one? The July Effect one?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're awesome.
I feel like I don't have anything particular to say about it, but I just liked it.
Yeah, me neither.
And if I saw them on a bill, I'd be like, oh, that's the band we played.
Cool. Yeah, there's a show coming that you should go to. There's, one of my friends has a band called Filigree Silver God.
Whoa.
They're pretty new. They actually just played their first show at Redgate. A few days ago, I think. Oh, on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I saw people post from there.
Yeah, I couldn't make it because I was coming back from a trip. But their next show is on September 14th. It's at Britannia Secondary in their gym. and the lineup is Luella, Piss, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, and Filigree Silver God.
So I already have something I'm going to that night, but I'm not sure...
Well, I think the 14th is, you said it was the same day as the Comes of the Fire.
That might be it. Because that might be the 15th. It might be something else. But there's a lot of things happening in these like upcoming weekends.
And yeah.
Really having to prioritize which one I want to go to more. Like, what did I miss the night of the 648? What was happening? What was the other thing happening? There was something else that I missed instead. Going to the 648 for the last night, which was worth it to go. And I'm very sad that it's just no longer, like, rest in peace, the 648.
Yeah, rest in peace. It's weird having been around since, like, it started and then having to see it end so soon.
Oh, it was Turtle Island Festival that I had to miss. My brother went. Yeah. It was really awesome, apparently. Apparently not as many people showed up as people were expecting, and it was a dry festival, so they didn't sell any alcohol. And still, the VPD showed up, and there was a huge crowd of them, and they just stood there intimidating people the whole time. It was really, really lame. So, wow. F them. That really sucked. But Turtle Island Music Festival is really awesome, and I'm really excited for next year. I hope I'll be able to make it to the one next year. But Hoodie Browns, Danny Your Darling, who else was that? I'm not sure who else was at the 648, but I caught a few other sets, but I really liked Hoodie Browns. I followed them for a while, but I had never actually seen them live.
Oh, yeah, they're very good.
Long live.
I'm glad you had a fun time at the last night.
Yeah, Ines, Elisa, and I were there. Dear awesome. Listener, I wonder if you have any memories of the 648. I have a tattoo I got there.
Yeah, what are your memories of the 648?
Rest in peace.
Call in. No, I don't know.
Call in if you do have a
if
memory.
If you have memories.
What's the next track that we're...
Yeah, we've got some things to do. There's that new Machine Girl that's out that we actually
Whoa.
Like never played. Until I Die. That was like, what, like two and a half, 3 weeks ago, beginning of August. So we're going to play... We're gonna play the new Machine Girl, and also you probably heard that ad, the first, or the PSA rather, the Discorder August September issue. Go pick it up. But there was a McGee song playing over that, and McGee just dropped like a little loose track called Lonely Fight. So we're gonna hear that after Machine Girl. And speaking of Discorder, you should go read it. There's a lot of very good features.
You're being too humble. You're being too humble. Just say it.
Yeah. I'll say it. So I have an article about the Record Room, the record library at CITR. You should go check it out. I think it's on like the third page or something, third or fourth. And then I also did a little review of Drive Your Plows EP from last year, but it's kind of a review. It's kind of a guide. It's kind of like some poetry. It's interesting. You should go check it out.
So cool. And our friend Francis did an article on anarchists, which was really awesome. And then MO1E had an interview with, I forget the other person's name.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things in this issue. So go check it out.
Pick it up.
But without further ado, here's Machine Girl with Until I Die. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. sunshine pouring over the valley walls. Dust rising from boots stomping dirt roads. In the early dawn, I can hear their songs carry over the calm Okanagan waters. Go
Launched in December 2023, Connect Afrobeats is an innovative online platform with a dedicated mission to foster a vibrant community for Afrobeats and Afro-inspired talents across the entire value chain. Join Connect Afrobeats today to connect with verified global Afrobeats talents, collaborate with fellow artists, and engage in meaningful discussions. Whether you're an artist, writer, talent manager, road manager, A&R, promoter, distributor, or publisher, this is your platform to network, find talents, form partnerships, and teams. Connect Afrobeats is gearing up to launch music camps in summer of 2024. So what are you waiting for? Amplify your presence in the vibrant world of Afrobeats and sign up now.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Hello, hello. We're back.
Hello.
We played a little extra track there, but we heard three tracks. We heard Until I Die by Machine Girl. That's pretty awesome. I had to turn it up real loud in here.
It was really awesome.
And then it got really chill with the McGee song, Lonely Fight. And then we played Francis Baptiste, who has a new album called St. Cleep the Trickster.
Again, awesome, awesome. I hadn't heard of McGee before that, and then I looked him up, and he has major swag vibes, definitely very sticking to the ethereal aesthetic, which is really cool. And I really like the first Machine Girl track. I just want more Machine Girl all the time. I think the world would be better with more Machine Girl. And I really want to see Machine Girl again.
Yeah. I hope they tour again soon.
Yeah. I want more merch. The one shirt that I have has been through the wash so many times. It has some stains on it from the 100 Gex show. But it's my beloved. I really like that shirt. And I really like that song. I really like the McGee track. And I feel like I kind of zoned out for the Francis Baptiste one, so I didn't really retain much from that one.
Yeah, that was I think it's the longest one on the album. It's called Lazy Lake.
Lazy Lake. Very groovy. I need to check this out. Francis is really awesome. He sent me on a quest a while ago because I go through the Discorder Mag archives of this one article that he remembers reading in like 1999 or 2000. And I've never been able to find it. And I've scoured so much. I won't give up, though, for Francis. I'll find it one day. I will.
One day we'll find it.
One day we'll find it for Monsieur Francis.
One day.
We don't have much time left, but do we have a lot of tracks left?
Oh, we do.
We should try and get through them.
We do, for sure. There's a new Autonomous Apes track, which I actually really like a lot, called
Those
Bad Dreams.
Apes are autonomous.
When the apes autonomous. It's called Bad Dream. So we're going to play Bad Dream by Autonomous Apes. And then we're going to go very shoegazy. And we're going to play...
Yippee!
We're going to play Number 4 by Denkyu off their album Island. And from what I can find, from what's available for me to find, they're a Japanese band. Japanese shoegaze duo, but I don't know much else about them. So enjoy. Enjoy.
The album cover for Sunclip is so cute.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
If you follow Francis, or even when we saw Francis at Come Toward the Fire last year, his son is always with him. And he's like on his own, him and his son. I think he has a partner now. But they have such a bond. And his son is just so in his life all the time. And he's always talking about how he's learning Insulchin for his son and to teach him. And the album cover is it has a glowy orange background, and then it has Francis turned on the side, looking down with his hands like he's talking to his son, who's on the bottom right corner looking up, and it's silhouettes, like they're complete shadows. And it's just so pretty and so sweet. And especially when you like follow his Instagram, just see how no matter what he's doing, his son is always there, always like on his back, just like around him. And every video he takes where he's trying to like promote his stuff, his son is talking in the background. It's just really sweet. I really love that.
It's really cute. Yeah,
it's adorable.
Well, we're gonna hear these two tracks and then we'll probably come to say goodbye, but enjoy, and we'll come say goodbye once they're over.
Toodles.
Hello, hello. You just heard two songs. You heard Bad Dream by Autonomous Apes and Number 4 by Denku off Island.
Hope you enjoyed gazing that shoe.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed looking at your shoes and
gazing at them hard.
Looking at them longingly.
That was really awesome. I really liked all the different samples in there and how blended they are together.
Yeah, same. It's very sweet, trippy, kind of.
Yeah.
Electronic.
I really like that gazy track.
Yeah.
Well, where's the band from?
They're from Japan. I actually don't know where in Japan. It just kind of says Japan. You should go to their website if you get a chance. It looks very ancient.
Whoa, but how do you spell it?
Denkyu.
There you go, listener, if you want to look it up and check this out. Oh, this is very cool.
Yeah.
Like art looks almost like gorillas-esque.
I know, yeah.
That's really awesome.
Anyways, go check it out. We've got to go. But up next is Chris Horrific with Parts Unknown. So enjoy Chris's show. And are you on later?
Unseated Airwaves will be on later. It'll probably be a rerun episode.
Awesome. So go listen to that later at 4.
Gobstopper tonight?
And then Gobstopper at 6.
Gobstopper is tonight at 6. So tune in. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you again next Monday with all new tunes once again.
Next Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.